listeners, and welcome to the Dave Recruit Podcast. I'm your host, Britt Lawton, and today I am sitting with a special guest and member of the Dave Recruit community, Maya Malevich. So welcome, Maya, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy that we are doing this after such a long time.
I think maybe a good place to start would be how you got into the arts. We know you're from Serbia. How did you land up in South Africa? Maybe you can just touch base on that.
Okay, so my journey started when I was very, very young. I kind of had the idea that I wanted to be set designer. Also, I was very much into music, so I wanted to do maybe like graphic design for like records to kind of join music and that passion for art. So from design, I decided to go more into painting and study that. So that was eventually what I did. That was the kind of the beginning. So very early, I was kind of drawn into that. And then I went to study art. And then when I finished, I knew that I will come here because my brother was here and my cousins.
Awesome. And how long have you been in South Africa?
So that's 20 years.
Wow. And do you think environment plays a role in your artistic practice?
I think that wherever you are, in a way, you do get like influenced. It does kind of naturally happen that you kind of have some influence from. For example, I don't know if that's something that happened because I'm here, but my colors changed. So like they were much more like dimmed and dark, and like over the years they developed into this like a very bright.
You've got quite a recognizable way of working. You know, people see one of your artworks and they can immediately recognize that that's Maya Malevich. But I suppose there has been a development of your work over the years. I don't know if you want to maybe touch on that or give us an overview on that.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's for me what is very important is that I do like change, and I like every body of work to like go into something else. If I like reach some plateau or whatever, I like to move it to the next level. If I know how to do it, then it's not any more interesting. So I like to see what is next. So that's, I think, from the beginning until now, it's very much, all the work is very different, but I think there is some thread that is kind of connecting all of it. Mm. And it's what I always say, what is constant is that change that is happening. But from body work to body work, there is always something that kind of carries on and evolves into something new. But for me, it's very, very important to see what is next, what is going to happen. Like, I can't just like master something and then like, this is what I know how to do and then I do it. I need to then get out of it and find new challenge that is something like a puzzle or something that I need to resolve and learn how to do.
It's a wonderful quality as an artist because then you're constantly growing your own practice and the work that you're producing is always developing.
Yes.
And artists appreciate that and collectors appreciate that, and it shows when you have a kind of look at your overview of your portfolio of work. Even just in the time that you've worked with the David Cook workshop,
looking it did at the change a lot,
earlier prints, the first kind of edition works that you did with us, to the kinds of work that you're doing now, that's almost kind of exploded into this really exciting and amazing way of working. So, I mean, how long have you been working with the David Cook workshop
for? I think 2007.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So it is a long time. You've really developed a visual language that's in print and on paper, which is different from your main practice of painting.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to maybe tell us how you came into the David Crit family and if you remember your first visits.
I was actually invited by Lucy McGarry. She was still working there. And there was a workshop and I was invited. There were other artists and I came to do monoprints. And then I really enjoyed and we had very good connection, and just from then we never stopped doing like together things. And what is for me very special and amazing is because at home where my studio is, I'm totally alone and I mostly paint and draw, but mostly paint. And then going to the David Crut workshop, it always brings something in me that is totally new, and like collaboration with such an amazing team and so many people there always brings something that I would never have it if I'd just been at home. And then also that body of work then can inspire my paintings as well. So it's this like a amazing communication between two different like things that I'm doing. So that's maybe what a workshop brought a lot to me, is the layering, like constant, like with a painting, yes, you do layer, but I love that beauty of totally looks different because now it's printed and it's got on some filter or something there.
Filter. Yeah, it's like that. I suppose that's always what's kind of interesting about printmaking, is that it is a surprise. There's always that element of surprise.
Yes, I like that. I like that. And like what we call happy mistakes sometimes that can bring something totally different.
Absolutely. And I think that's definitely the benefit of working, you know, in print, and then also inviting that kind of those ideas and being open to introducing them to your main practice. The past two bodies of works that you've done with us, Documents for the yes. People and Winter Files.
Yes.
And what's been really exciting about both of those bodies of work is the combination of all the different print techniques yes. that you managed to...
Yes.
You managed to get it to cooperate on one piece of paper, which is a challenge.
It's some like privilege and like amazing thing that I get from the workshop, that I can have so many different elements and techniques, and then how they at the end come together, because it's something that is not really ever planned, so just go in. That's for me like challenge and beauty of that, is like what's gonna happen, you know, like I have etching, I have silk screen, I have woodcut, and then we create all these elements. And then I think what I'm going to do with them and how I'm going to put them together. And then also like respond from people in a workshop. And it's just like amazing what happens at the end. So that's what maybe is very different to being at home and just like painting on canvas. You don't have all of that different things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I often find myself when I look at your work, even your paintings, I think about how you managed to take all those elements and make them cohesive. I mean, maybe you can correct me, but that's obviously developed over years. It's obviously developed over the years working as an artist, finding your own visual language. You've also got these repeated motifs that you draw from. I don't know if you can maybe talk about where that visual language comes from, why you use those certain shapes.
That is something that is very, like, it's mystery to me as well. Like, I don't know. I created them and they exist on their own. And then sometimes I like to use very simple, weird line that would be nothing. But then when you put them all together, they become something. So it's like creating from very simple things, something very complex.
Yeah. That's a lovely way to actually explain your artworks. And then maybe just touching on your home studio, I've just had a look at it now, and you've got like Lego and almost like naive representations of things that inspire you in your studio. So I wonder if maybe that's an influence. It's like you're almost creating your own Lego piece by taking all these little visual elements and building up an artwork.
Yeah, and it's also like this like fascination with like toys. And maybe because they have these colors and childhood and some like happiness is something that brings like being a child. And I think that's kind of what is connecting to most of that. But I think that it's also like a little bit nowadays moving out of that.
So working in your studio, you work from home.
Yes.
So you mentioned before that you often work in isolation. What is it that you do while you're working to maybe create that creative flow or give you some inspiration to work?
Definitely having peace and like that isolation and being all alone. And then I do listen to audio books and podcasts, and that's like just keeps this like rhythm and like something that you go and do. For me to create, mostly I need to really go into that space. And for like hours, like you can't have any disruption. You need to be in the zone, in that mode, and then you just go. You are totally like absorbed by what you're doing.
I've seen you work kind of in the workshop before, and you are very intuitive with your kind of, it almost looks like you know exactly what you want to do and how you do it, but you do it very much in the moment. Is that the same way that you paint?
Yes, definitely. No, it's definitely that. But it's very, there is always resolving some problem. That's what it is about. So, you know, you start with, I always say, like, I hate white canvas. I need to first dirty it, and then that brings me to another layer and another layer. So you're just growing out of it. But it's never really planned. It's like little bits and pieces that are coming together and need to become some bigger picture puzzle that, yeah, needs to happen. But it's very much about creating chaos that then needs to become like harmony and has some rhythm and to live on its own, like something, yeah.
You just described your own world, like you say, creating chaos and then, you know, coming to some sort of harmony. And in a way, that's like a reflection of life almost. And
totally. That's how I do believe in chaos. Yeah, I think that this world is chaos, and then we find a way how to make that, like, rhythm and harmony and to live in our own.
I think that's really beautiful, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, I can maybe speak for myself. When I look at your work, I see that, and that comes through, and that's why I appreciate and enjoy looking at your work specifically. Maybe now we can touch on your new monotype that you've actually created in the workshop recently for the upcoming monotype exhibition that we're going to be hosting in Parkwood. You've actually created really large artworks on paper. You paint on very big canvases, but this is a first to work on this kind of scale on paper. You want to maybe elaborate on that process?
Yeah, we just spoke with Ame from David Krut and other people. It's time to do something big. I mean, I paint always big canvases, and then we've been doing these smaller works. And actually, I mean, to put energy into a little piece, it's not big difference, actually, bigger or smaller. It's pretty much the same. But there is something monumental about big pieces. It's always about color in my work. So it was also like, let's do a little challenge. What about doing it black and white? But of course, I can't do just black and white. It's all shades of black and white in it. But it was just like trying to do something different. And that's, we're still busy with some pieces, but they're very huge, they're amazing, and we're having so much fun. Again, using all different techniques. No, I can't wait to see them, actually, you know, how they're going to come up.
We've seen some sneak previews in the workshop, and they look absolutely incredible. So
yeah, no, I'm very happy.
It's going to be very exciting to show them to the audience and include them in the exhibition. I'm really enjoying how you speak about your practice being a challenge and trying to find like the next challenge, like the next puzzle, the thing to figure out. Mm. Has that happened recently in the workshop with your large-scale works?
Absolutely. It's always about that. It's always about that. It's like, yeah, we create so many different plates and layers and things, and now I have all that in my hands to see what can happen, what creature can come out of it, you know, because for me, it's, every piece has its own life, so it's like, how do you make it work?
No, that's very cool. The David Krut workshop and you collaborated on some additions recently as well that were very much inspired by the way that you've been working on these unique pieces.
Yes.
I don't know if you can maybe talk a bit about that. It was called the For You series.
Yes.
And it happened during lockdown, which is a very unique collaborative experience as well.
I think it was quite interesting because we almost never do additions. So that was something very different, and it was also a very big challenge because it was lockdown. So we kind of referred to the previous works that I did, and then we wanted to create four new works that would become addition. And I think we did a great job. Like, it was amazing how we communicated and all worked together on it. Like, with this whole distance and planning, and I think that workshop did an amazing job.
Absolutely. Like you said, it was quite incredible and creative of everyone involved.
Because it was in the worst time when nobody was actually seeing each other, and we did manage to plan it. It was incredible, like all the details and everything to do it. Because it was a lot of layers again and stuff. It was not just like, you know, you print it and it's done. They had to build the whole thing.
I feel like that was you giving them a challenge.
Yes.
As well as yourself, like trying to figure out the challenge of how do we collaborate.
But it was also lovely to make four works that were based on previous works, but they were totally different.
Yeah.
They had kind of some similar dynamic, but there was, again, original work.
And I also wanted to maybe ask you about your titles. You always have some very playful, unique, and interesting titles for your work. I know your one exhibition was called Polytecton, which is this idea of like working in multiple mediums.
And make like maker of things, which that's how I believe. How I feel. It's always like I'm physical. I like to make things. That's my like primary thing, to have all this like from ceramics to prints to paintings. Like it's building and making things. So that was kind of idea. But the rest of the titles, as you know, we create always so many prints. We are very productive in our workshop, and then you always have to title them. Sometimes it's like you have to come up with so many names. But I love to play, and as you know, we always bounce ideas, and I like to be fun and intriguing and double meaning, and so that's the whole point. And sometimes I even use a dictionary, so I would see the color in a print or painting, and then I look what red means, and then it's so actually funny what you can find in dictionary. And so I try to use bits and pieces from everyday life, from books, from everything. But they need to be quirky and funny.
I mean, that kind of encapsulates your way of working. It's like, yeah, it's very unique to you, like this quirky kind of collaborative drawing.
Like all this for me, it's like, yeah, workshop, home, like it's playful thing. I don't want it to be serious. I'm very serious about my art and like what I'm doing, but it needs to be also like light, you know, to like intrigue people.
And absolutely. Then,
yeah.
And it comes through. It really does come through. In your career as an artist, have there been any significant turning points or shifts that you can recall?
I don't know that it's anything drastic, because for me, as I say, it's always this like a long thing since that high school, because it's my life. I need to do it.
That's beautiful, you see. And that's, you know, I feel like that's the draw card of being an artist. It's like that drive to create, that drive to make something. And also that longevity of the career. Like you're constantly making work. It doesn't stop.
Yes.
And if it does, it's like, okay, how soon can I get back into it? I mean, you even adapted with the workshop through that the lockdown period, so that you were able to create stuff.
Yes.
Not only in your home studio, but which is quite remarkable. So I really, like I say, I really do admire your career as an artist, and it's such a pleasure to be a part of it. And I'm sure for a lot of people, it's been such a pleasure to kind of watch it grow and develop over the years. Thank you so much, Maya, for having me visit you today. It's been such a pleasure to get to know you and your ideas around printmaking and your practice. And we can't wait to see your new large-scale works in this upcoming exhibition. So,
Britt, thank you so much for doing this with me. It's been such a pleasure, and I can't wait to celebrate our new prints together. Like, it's going to be awesome.
So yes.
Very soon.